Next patient is William Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old male that is following in the practice because of type 1 diabetes with diabetic nephropathy. A patient has diabetic retinopathy. He lost the vision in the left eye, period. The patient doesn't have any cardiovascular complications. Period. Used to be heavy smoker, but he has stopped. The patient has deteriorated the kidney function. The serum creatinine has gone up to 3.2 milligrams per deciliter, and the initial visit with us was 2.86. The estimated GFR was 25, at the present time is 22. The patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is 636 and protein creatinine ratio that is 1436. So we have a patient that has a diabetic nephropathy type with a CKD type 4. And a low GFR. He is not a candidate for finerenone. We are going to start the patient on irbesartan 75 milligrams daily. We will do a BMP in 2 weeks, and if okay, we will increase the irbesartan. Number two, the patient has essential hypertension. The physical examination shows a significant amount of edema in the lower extremities. The patient drinks a lot of fluid, and he's supposed to take furosemide 20 milligrams alternated with 20 every day. The patient was explained about the need for him to cut down the intake of fluids to 40 ounces in order to get a blood pressure control and get rid of the edema. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol is 114, HDL 52, LDL is 47. Triglycerides are 70. Following number, there is no evidence of hyponatremia. There is no evidence of hyponatremia, no evidence of hyperkalemia, period. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated. It was related to nicotine abuse, period. Following number, overweight. Following number, the diabetes mellitus is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 9. We are going to take the liberty to change the administration of Lantus to 60 units in the morning, and use the Humalog to cover the dinner in the evening time. The patient eats 2 times a day. Since there is evidence of hypoglycemia 2 hours after the administration of Humalog, we're going to cut down from 15 units to 7 units and increase according to the blood results. The patient will be reevaluated in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Paragraph I invested in the interpretation of the lab, 10 minutes, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.